Another blood-red sunset and yet another moon face, and still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey now all, I'm Joey C. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa. This is the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me, as always, is the spirit doctor, Kelly Sparta. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Joey. I feel like I'm on that last episode of the series that everybody starts crying in the middle of the stuff. It's like, this is the last time we'll ever do this.
That was a really hard open to do. I was like,
right? I'm just like, I'm tearing up already. So yeah, for those of you who didn't listen to the interjected episode that I did in between the last full episode and now, Joey will be leaving us. This is his last episode. So I've decided to dedicate this episode to a retrospective of the last 3.5 years. And so if this is your first one, you'll get an overview. And if you've been with us from the beginning, you're going to have all kinds of fun things to listen to as we go through this. And Joey and I are just going to share our favorite memories and, you know, things that we thought were funny and, you know, the different things that happened over the last 3.5 years as a way of sending Joey off in style. And some of you even sent me some notes to read to Joey. So we're going to do that. And he's already not happy with me.
I am going to cry on the air. I'm already starting to tear up. I can't even.
Yeah. Well, I already told my husband I would be an emotional wreck when I got off of this podcast. So we'll be there together, baby.
It'll be
okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So let's talk about where you're going, why you're leaving, where you're going, so everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly not because I'm not happy here. That's for sure. This has been an absolutely amazing journey, and I appreciate you letting me be part of it because it's been wonderful. I have learned so much just by being able to talk to you for 3 years every week. For me, it's really just about timing and spoons, as we've talked about here on Spirit Sherpa before. It's my professional life has picked up a little bit. It's just time for me to put a little bit of focus there and see what I can do to get done. And, you know, there just aren't enough hours in the day, unfortunately. And that means I had to make a really tough call. When we first talked about this, it reminded me of the story that you have often tell about your friend who, was so just completely emotionally spent, and you sat her down and you said, okay, before you walk out of here, you're going to quit. I think it was two things or something like that. And you made her do that. And it was one of those moments where I remembered that particular story that you had told. I had so many things going on, and I realized I just needed to find which ones I could step away from for a while, just so that I could get myself back on track, because I was struggling a little bit, on my side. So this is just a matter of me taking a step back to do the things I need to do.
To take a step forward.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. It's a very hard step, but
yeah. Well, you're always welcome back. So
thank you.
This is your home as much as it is mine. And if you ever decide that you have the space, you are always welcome back. So
thank you very much.
I don't think we even told them that, did we? We first talked about this. You first made noises in this direction last year at this time. Yeah. And at that time, you were doing all the editing for the podcast. And I hired somebody. I immediately said, let me hire somebody. Right. I am unprepared. You can't leave me now. I need you. Right? And so we hired Chris to edit the episodes, and that made it so that you could continue. And And when it came around this year, I was like, yeah, and I knew it was coming. So
And we had also progressed the show to a point where it was a change that would work. Whereas last year, I think it would have been a little more difficult for us to transition this.
Yeah. Well, I brought Charlemagne and Kathy in more, and you know, we've been transitioning that. And so there's actually some exciting new stuff coming up too. We're going to be doing Spirit Sherpa minis, and those are going to be videos on YouTube, which we will cross post to the podcast. They'll come through as audios on the podcast, and Charlemagne and Kathy are both going to do some of the minis as well. And so they're going to be, you know, 3 to 7 minute long videos that'll be audio here. And those are going to be twice a week. Yeah. So we're excited.
And of course, when I hear minis, I think of chocolate. So now I'm hungry and I'm excited. So this is all good.
So yeah, we're going to be doing that starting in the new year. And yeah, just a whole bunch of stuff going on. So I actually just got the covers for the minis back from Fiverr here this morning. So I'm excited.
Yeah. And you mentioned in the new year, when the folks hear this, it will already be the new year. So yeah, so it's coming up.
Yeah, we're recording this on the 28th of December. So yeah so it's not technically the last episode of the year. It's the last episode recorded in the year.
Yeah, the first episode of the new year.
I think second.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, the first one's going to go out on the 2nd of January.
Oh, right. Yep, that's right. Oh.
So, but the other thing that's obviously going to have to happen is I'm going to have to find somebody to stand in for you. I've got to find a new co-host. So I've got some feelers
out. I was just going to say, do you have any feelers out there?
I do. I have some feelers out. I have a tentative yes from one person, but I'm not sure if it's going to work. So if you're out there in listener land and you are funny and fun and would like to be the voice of the listener, like Joey has been all this time, and you've listened to all the episodes and you can serve as my memory for what I've told the story of, because God knows that's basically Joey spends his entire time going, no, you told that story before. No, you told that story before. Yeah. So I need somebody, or else I'll just repeat myself.
They never hear that, Kelly. They never hear. Yeah. It's always cut out and edited.
They need to know. If they want the job, then a lot of it is saying, no, you said that before. Helping me to remember what I've said and what I haven't said, because I don't remember who I said what to. So, and they're my stories. I've told them a million times. So I know I told it before. I just don't know where.
Well, and it's funny because we've done so much stuff together that at this point I'm like, I know I've heard that one before, but I don't remember if it was here. So let's tell it again. Right. Let's tell it again.
Yes, it's like that. So, yeah. But so, you know, I'm going to go all the way back to the very beginning. And I need to say out loud what is actually true. And I don't think you know this. The podcast is what we did to get my husband and I from Boston to Richmond. And it was the way that I was going to get the business transitioned, because up until the podcast, all my business had come in from doing little local events, right? And so the podcast is literally what took me out to the world. And it's what allowed me to transition my business from one part of the country to the other. And today, despite multiple attempts over the course of the last 3 years since we've been here, almost 4 years now, today the podcast accounts for about 98% of the business that comes into my business. And so basically what that means is that without you, I wouldn't have a business down here.
I am so happy we've been doing this for 3 years.
Me too. Yeah. And so this is me in great gratitude, because my life has improved so dramatically in those 3.5 years. And my husband's life has improved dramatically as well. And we wouldn't have our dog if we hadn't been able to make this move. And so his life has been improved since he was a shelter puppy. Right? The ripple effect that you looking at me sitting in my little 2-hour class and saying, I love to make podcasts and I'd love to do one with you. That one comment changed my life, my husband's life, and everyone whose lives we've touched in the interim. And I am in great gratitude for that.
Okay, I'm crying already, Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay. That is amazing. Thank you for sharing that. I did not realize that.
Excuse me.
Yeah, everybody's going to need to grab boxes. I can see that this one's going to go.
Yeah. So that's with great gratitude from me to you. Just for your impact on my life. And I have a few things to read from some of our listeners. So I'm going to read a couple, and then we're going to tell some stories, and then I'm going to read a couple. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm going to start with Hannah, since she was trying out co-hosting on, an episode a couple times ago. And Hannah says, I have loved your banter and inquisitive style so much and will miss the way you and Kelly bounce off of each other so much. Many a time you framed a question that made me holler, yeah, how does that work? Thank you for being gentle and being a gentle and kind spirit on the journey. And a little kissy face emoji went with it. And that's from Hannah. And then Patricia Rudell said, oh, you'll be greatly missed. You were funny, interesting, and a fantastic co-host. Aside from Kelly, you were part of the magic of Spirit Sherpa. So saying this goodbye is very heartfelt and hard. I wish you well with all of your endeavors in your life. Please take care. I'm going to go back to when we first started. Yeah, all right over there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. I'm going to go back to when we first started and we were sitting in midsummer in my living room in the heat, having to turn the AC off every now and again so that we could record.
Yep.
Like record an episode, turn the AC on. wait 15 minutes, record an episode, turn the AC on.
Just packing my soundboard up and bringing it to your apartment.
Yeah. And we were trying to do like 6 episodes at a shot.
We did,
which
yeah.
we quickly discovered was 4 was the limit. You know, we were just like, what? Yeah.
I still look back at that first episode as one of my favorite podcast first episodes that I've been a part of because, okay, any television show or anything you watch, right? The first season is always garbage because they're trying to establish the characters and the relationships between the characters. And as soon as we started talking and even that first episode, I felt that there was such an amazing ability to click and talk off each other and not over each other in that. I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to be fun. We're going to have some fun here. And I remember even in that first episode, even as we were going through that stuff, that's still one of my favorite episodes that I think we've ever done was episode 1.
Yeah. Well, and we barely knew each other.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I mean, you had been to like, what, 2 classes at that point? Something?
Yeah. I think I had just finished the first Reiki class.
Yeah. So yeah. And that was it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I remember that first day being like a wild ride. You know? Yes. And we were tooling along, and then we hit episode 4, and I was supposed to be talking about the elements, and suddenly I'm casting a circle.
Oh my goodness. That was our first big mistake.
I cast that circle and I cast it around anybody who would ever listen to it. And the room was full of people.
Yes.
The energy was so thick that you could cut it with a knife and Joey's brain stopped.
We were 4 podcasts in. It was the evening. I had I had not had dinner yet.
And it was hot.
And it was hot, and it was, and all of a sudden there's all this energy, and I just turned to mush. I mean, if you go back and you listen to that episode, I turned to mush.
Yep. Yep. And you know, I look back on that very fondly, because I was like, yeah, well, I'm not surprised with how much energy was in that room. I think pretty much anybody who was new to energy work would have turned to mush in that room, because that room was just, whoa, 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 you know. The energy was palpable. So,
and yeah. I think we had even planned to try to do one more episode, and if we finished that, and scene.
Yeah, we're done.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that initial run was such a wild ride, because we put like 4 or 5 months, maybe even 6 months in the can.
We had about 12 episodes in the can before we even went on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was funny, because, you know, we had thought, oh, you know, let's do a listener question.
Yes. Yes. We started the Ask Kelly section. I think that's what we had called it. And we had not yet released the show. We were trying to say, okay, what would the listeners ask at this point?
And of course, you know, we're inserting this Ask Kelly quiz section when we haven't even, you know, it didn't even occur to us that we would have no questions.
Right, because we had no listeners, because we had no show.
There wouldn't be questions for a long time. We tried it for a little bit, and then we were like, wait a minute, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, this is moving on.
Yeah, things that you try and don't work, you know, yep. Sort of like our Patreon account. Yes. That lasted for like a month and a half, you know?
Yep.
I started it up. I went, oh, this is great. I can talk to people. And then I went, oh, I just bought myself a job. Screw this. I'm out. Yeah, I was like, no, I didn't want to do that. Yeah. So yeah, it was like that. But you know, that's one of the funny things about doing a podcast for this long, is that you try things, and some things work and some things don't, and you know, it's a process.
And some things happen organically that you hadn't even planned. So we've started closing with Kellyisms. It was at one point, and it was like, that wasn't something we had planned. It was just at the end of every episode, you always had this profound nugget of wisdom that you shared with the world. And I'm like, this is like a Kellyism. This needs to happen all the time. So that's how it just sort of came to me. Yeah,
one day he just said, give me a Kellyism. I'm like, what? Like, what's a Kellyism? I was like, oh, I think I know what he means. I'll figure it out.
Exactly. Sometimes you just got to go. You just got to do it.
You just got to fly with it. You know, yep, this is why we get along, is that, you know, you throw things out, I fly with it. I throw things out, you fly with it. And between us, we just, like, you know, we're flapping around like a bunch of chickens on a field. And it's somewhat amusing to people, you know.
It is. And that's what it has to be, right? If it's not amusing, nobody's coming back.
Well, that's it. Including us, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
If it isn't fun, after 3.5 years, I would know. And I tell you, we wouldn't have done it for 3.5 years if it wasn't fun.
No.
So it's just no way. No way. Yeah. So, but yeah, we had 12 episodes, maybe more. I feel like we had almost 6 months in the can before we moved, and we moved in September. So,
yeah. Oh, that's right. Cause we got a lot done before you moved, because
I knew I'd be out of pocket for
a while.
A
yeah.
A couple of months while we got settled. Packed, moved, unpacked, you know.
Well, and then repacked because the flood, and then when we were doing episodes from the hotel room.
Yeah. That was a year later. Yeah. It's just like, whoa. Yeah. So yeah, that was all so entertaining. And then the tree.
Oh, the tree. I loved all the tree stories. Is the tree officially gone now? Or?
Oh, the trees are not gone. Only is the tree gone, all four of the trees in the backyard are gone. But we do still have wood.
Okay. Oh, this wood from the tree. Okay.
There's still wood from the tree that is well cured at this point and is being burned this season. Fantastic. So we will not need to buy wood this season. In fact, we talked to the neighbors yesterday and they've still got some on the other side of the fence that they're working on as well. So yeah, the tree that never stops. It's the ultimate giving tree. Only this time the tree chose to give instead of being chopped down by its owner because he was an evil bastard. Yeah.
Selfish,
evil bastard. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a wild ride.
Yeah, it really has. There's been so much. We've had some amazing guests. And as I said earlier, just the amount that I have had the opportunity to learn simply by being here and being able to ask you the questions directly and things like that. You know, the what folks may not realize is, we didn't do a lot of pre-production discussion in terms. We had the our run sheet of what the topics were going to be, but we didn't talk about how they were going to fly. It was always when we got on, it just happened, whether it was a guest or whether it was just you and I, the conversations just happened naturally. And that's why, you know, it was always so wonderful because I was asking like real questions that were coming to me because I'm like, okay, wait, what about this? Or how does that work? Or
yeah, well, and up until January of last year, we didn't even have the topics planned in advance. Right. I would literally hop on the call and go, I got nothing. What are we going to talk about today? Yeah. I was like, what are you working on? I don't know. What have I been hearing? What are clients talking about? You know, I was making it up on the fly as I went, you know?
Yeah. And this year you went and planned the whole year in January and we had the whole year, all of the different series that we were doing. Everything was planned out right from the start. Yeah. It was fabulous.
Yay, Jeremy Enns. Thank you for your coaching.
Well, and then it also gave us the opportunity to get to points where we're like, not today. We're going to punt, shift that here. But we had the stuff to be able to do that because it just didn't feel right on that particular week. And it just keeps getting better and better, Kelly. It really does.
I'm going to read a couple more and then we're going to talk about the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
So this one is from Mary S. And she was in classes with you up in Boston. She says, a quick note to Joey to say thank you for his contributions to the show. I always looked forward to his upbeat and vibrant energy, which complemented Kelly's style. Joey's charm and playfulness, along with his humor, added the right balance to the show. I think that we will all miss the opening remarks of, hey, Kelly, and hey, Joey. Good luck, Joey. You will be greatly missed and best wishes in your next adventure.
Thank you, Mary.
Alyssa said, this makes me sad. I love listening to him every week. Jewel said, Joey, thank you so much for being such an integral part of the Spirit Sherpa podcast. I love your interactions with Kelly, your humor, your insight. Good luck with your future adventures.
Thank you so much.
And Marilyn said, Joey, you have been a pure delight on the podcasts. So funny, inquisitive, and wise. Thank you for your dedication to the show.
Y'all killing me right now.
So, you know, I want to talk about the pandemic.
The pandemic, right? That threw the major kink in what we did have planned.
Yeah. The 1 year that I actually planned stuff out and about, you know, like 8 or 10 times in the course of the year, I was like, nope, we can't talk about that. We got to talk about the pandemic.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
It was like, you know, oh, we got to do the initiation.
Yep.
I remember you coming back and saying, I did it.
I did. And then we also did a bunch of fun stuff through the pandemic. Didn't we do the cup?
Yeah. The grail ritual.
The grail ritual during the pandemic as well.
Yeah. That was the initiation. But yeah, that's
fine. Oh, that's what I thought. Okay. I couldn't remember if that one was the initiation or if it was the other one. But yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the grail ritual was the fun one there. And
right.
And we started doing the sound healings.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah, that was a big one. The clearing grief sound healing is, oh my gosh, so many people over the years. I'm just like, I'm constantly sending that out to people now.
Yeah, that one hit me pretty hard. That was fitting timing, at that point as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was at the point where my dad had just passed. So that was a very helpful and healing episode for me. It's a tough time. So I appreciate that as always.
So it's been quite the journey.
It has.
And, you know, the evolution as well. We started off, the tagline used to be a beginner's guide.
Right.
to energy, magic, and the spirit world. And, then we found out there were people listening who weren't beginners.
Right. And we started getting to, 2.0 subjects. And it was like, okay, not a beginner anymore.
Yeah. So it was like, okay, so as you guys evolved, we evolved the topics. And basically, I used Joey as my example. I was like, okay, if Joey's ready to talk about this, then you guys must be ready to hear it. Yeah. So, that's been the gift to me of having you here is being able to gauge how the listeners are doing, because, so often it feels like we're, talking into the void, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So
that's why, when, with the Facebook community and all of those things, having the ability to see people interacting and responding to things that were happening really gives some, not necessarily validation, but some realization that the information is being consumed and loved, and it's not just about listener numbers, which so many content creators are like, oh, I have this many listens, but what are your listeners like? Who are they, and what are they feeling about your stuff? And that's been so wonderful with that community, to be able to see people interacting together. It's been awesome.
I need to read a couple of testimonials for you so that you can see how people have been impacted. And so there's one that says, I've done some spiritual study with a couple of different teachers and hence am a bit woo-woo, studying energy healing and other spiritual work. I don't come to the extrasensory magical world beyond the veils through a Wiccan or pagan tradition, but Kelly's shamanism embraces the worlds that I've maybe been too fearful to step into. And that's fascinating and educational. She's expanded my understanding of the world beyond the empirical. And yet she is decidedly not too woo-woo. She is powerful and grounded, generous with her knowledge and also her cautions about what may be dangerous to work with. That was another theme of the first year.
We sure did.
How not to blow yourself up, right?
I think that was one of the original lines of the show.
I think it was. I think that was like one of the things we said over and over again the whole first year.
How not to blow yourself up.
You actually asked me at one point and said, would you please do an episode of things we could do?
Yes, because we did so many things. This is stuff you don't do. And it's like, okay, but what about what we can do? Can we play with something now?
Yeah. So I'm just going to skip through here. Not all sensitives are also humble enough to face themselves in a true way. I appreciate this podcast so much that it is now on my regular rotation and I look for it each week. Kudos to Kelly and Joey C. This is a much needed show with tons of great insight and info for true seekers or for anyone at any stage or any station of their spiritual journey. So that's from Mary. And this other one over here is from Ha Robot. Thank you, Kelly and Joey C, for creating space for myself and so many others to explore and learn in a safe environment. I feel lucky to have so many avenues of developing my spirituality, but specifically the Spiritsherpa podcast, because it has been an amazing resource. I can really feel the amount of care, love, and support they have for each and every one of their listeners. Thanks a million. And hi there, Kelly. My name is Darren. I have gone through a pretty tremendous trauma. However, I know you're not here for that. Anyways, moral of this is thank you. You give myself and my daughter hope that one day we will be okay. We lost her mother in a vehicle accident 2 years ago, and it has been a rough road. I listen to your podcast daily. You're beautiful, and what you do is amazing. We love you, and thank you for showing us some light in the dark and leading the way for us. That was from Darren Carter.
That's so beautiful and so heartbreaking. Glad that they spoke to him.
Yeah. I get emails at least once a month from people who are saying that what we've done here has changed their lives. And yet again, I say this would not exist if it weren't for you. because there's no way I would have done this on my own. There's no way. And I know because I had one before this.
You did. I am so happy that we've built it to a point where it can be something that sustains. You've got help now. You've got people who are part of what's going on in behind the scenes. It's so wonderful. That Spirit Trooper is going to... I was so worried about that, Kelly. I really was, because I didn't want to put it all on you. But there's been so much help, and it really made this opportunity for me to take the time I need possible.
Yeah. So, but we've had a lot of fun.
We have.
So, you know, yeah. So the things you can do, you know, what was it? Apprentice magician ways to play safe in the astral or something.
Yes. There
was two episodes of that because you said, can we give us something we can do?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, okay. You're right.
Spend some time there. Well, then there's of course all of the times that you would say things that you thought were so innocent. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, does she realize how like rated R she just made this episode? I mean, does she reckon? She doesn't know. She didn't see. And I'm just like, what is going on? I just can't.
What's going on is that you're talking to a woman who worked the Renaissance Fair and lived in double entendre land for so 20 many. Years.
And normally,
I don't even notice it anymore.
This is when I would normally look around the room and go, you know, am I the only one hearing this? And I'm doing that to myself at this point, literally in my own room, because we're, you know, states apart at this point. I'm just thinking, I'm the one putting the color on this that it's not there. And then I listen back. There'd be times when I was doing the editing where I would clip out sections that we had talked about, and I would send them, people say, okay, listen to this.
Did you really? You
yes.
Told me that.
Yes. I'm like, am I crazy or did this go down a road? Nope, that went down a road. Okay, thank you. Yep.
Well, you know, I've always said, you know, if you can't have fun.
That's why often in some of certainly the earlier episodes, but you might have just heard me say, oh, Kelly. And wasn't even. Oh, Kelly.
I'm actually having flashbacks when you see that. Oh my God. Oh, yeah, it's like that. Mm-hmm. Then of course, you know, you have the guests on and you're like, okay, you know, we're trying to be good with the guest.
Yeah, well, it depends on the guest too, because we have some who are worse than you.
The vicar from England, you know, who was also the comedian.
Wonderful. She was wonderful.
She was awesome. Right. Yeah. And I mean, it's just it's there's just been this beautiful dance with us.
Yes.
And you know, it's something everybody comments on. Oh. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm going to find another co-host. Mm-hmm. But they will not replace you. Oh. You know, you can't be replaced. This is a unique relationship. And
it is.
And I, for one, am despondent. Yeah. So, because, you know, nobody else knows this, but this is the only time we talk.
It is.
This is the only time we talk.
It is.
And so, you know, this is the entirety of our relationship.
Yep.
And, so I'm like, am I going to lose my friend?
Well, I think we're going to have to find a way that's not the case.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be sad.
Yes. So. For me as well.
It's sad enough.
Yeah.
This is the case, but that would be catastrophic. You should know that the podcast is growing again.
It is.
We were pretty stagnant there for a little bit, and we are actually up 20% in the last 30 days.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had not looked at the numbers in a couple days, so that's amazing.
Yeah. So we're up 20% in the last 30 days. So part of that is because I'm doing a lot of interviews on other podcasts,
yep.
which again, I wouldn't be doing if I hadn't had this one. Right.
Yeah.
And part of it's because you guys out there in listener land are amazing and you keep telling your friends.
Yeah.
And I keep getting calls from people saying, oh, my shaman told me about your podcast, or oh, my friend told me about your podcast and I started listening and I'm hooked, you know. Talked to somebody yesterday who was like, I said, well, what episode are you on? And she's like, oh, I'm on 46. I just found you like 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, you've listened to 20 hours in two weeks? 2 weeks. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you're in. You know, not the fastest I've heard, but you know, it's right up there.
Yeah. There's been some folks who have just absolutely consumed this content. Like, they feasted upon it once they found it. It's really been so wonderful to hear along the way people who have loved it so much. I've had friends whom I've told about it, you know, as we were well into the run and have gone back and listened. And there's so many folks that I know who are listening every week and just really enjoy the work that's being done here.
Yeah. Well, and another thing I don't think you knew is, I've recently done the math and, CastBox has this wonderful thing where you can see how many listeners and how many subscribers and how many listens. Mm-hmm. And if you describe, if you divide one into the other, you get the average number of episodes that somebody listens to.
Yeah.
Well, our average number of episodes is 19.59.
Wow.
And Joe Rogan's is 20.1.
Wow.
Right.
That's an impressive. That 19 before even knowing that, you know, some of the other numbers. That's impressive just in general. That's phenomenal.
So clearly we've got something that people want to listen to.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. And they are really consuming it.
Yeah.
Sticking around.
So, you know, I know that this is not our normal episode.
No,
so,
it is not.
You know, but for those who've been with us for a long time, I think that you guys are enjoying this as much as I am. And, you know, I'm going to come back to a couple more appreciations for you. And then we'll wrap up the episode and, call it a day.
Call it a day.
So, all right. So the last two, this one's from Amy A. She says, hi, Kelly and Joey. I just wanted to reach out and help send you, Joey, off with a much deserved thank you and a heartfelt goodbye. From the moment I found this podcast, I was hooked instantly. Your on-air chemistry has been truly alchemical as your voices and effortless conversations melded together to make podcast gold. The podcast will go on, but Joey's smooth as velvet voice and sweet, sweet heart will be truly missed. I'll keep this short, but just wanted to say much luck now and forever, Joey. XOXO.
Thank you, Amy.
And the last one is from Kathy. She says, Joey, you have been amazing to work with. Your presence and wonderful energy were an important part of Spirit Sherpa for me. Kelly and all the content and all the guests they're all great, and you will be missed. Thank you for your time and energy and contributions. May grace and ease light your way forward now and always.
Thank you, Kathy. Oh, man. I'm going to miss all of you so much.
Yeah. Well, you can always tune in.
Yes, I can and I will. I'm subscribed. And I tell you, I have consumed more than 19. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, for a long time, you were editing them, so you had to.
And then I went and listened to them in the stream to make sure the streams came through right.
There you go. So, you know, there it is. Oop, there it is. Oop. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, man. So are we going out with a Kellyism today?
Why don't we go out with a Joeyism?
I was afraid you were going to ask me to do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's your last episode. You should get the last word.
I don't have anything wise to say except thank you. My heart has been opened and I have been welcomed here with you, Kelly, as well as with all of the listeners who have invited us in. I appreciate all of you so much for allowing me to be a part of your lives. and a part of your weeks, and to take this journey, because this is not easy work, but it's a lot of fun. And I am so humbled, really and truly, at the words that have been shared today, the stories, Kelly, that you shared, that things that I didn't know, and just the amazingness of the folks out there. I can't express enough my gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you for being part of the show, Joey. You will be greatly missed.
So, am I going to take us out?
No, I'll take us out.
Yes, please.
And that's all we have for this week. Tune in next time when I share another episode on energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Kelly Sparta, here with Joey C. for the last time. And you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, everyone.
Vile.
Condition. Each mile I travel over 13,000 now.
Spirit Tripa is the sole property of Kelly Sparta Enterprises and is distributed under a Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 4.0 license. For more information about this licensing, please go to www.creativecommons.org. Any requests for deviations to this licensing should be sent to kelly@kellysparta.com. To sign up for or get more information on the programs, offerings, and services referenced in this episode, please go to www.kellysparta.com. This episode of Spirit Sherpa has been produced by Honey Voice Productions, with post-production by Christopher Wright.
Into my home and my love and my life and me.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.